Simen Reish Vav, we're up to Sivav. Natal Biyade Pri La'achoy Uberech Halav. So someone took a fruit in his hand, and he makes the bracha, V'nafal Miyadai, and he fumbles it, he drops it, V'nevar, it got lost, Arnimas, it became disgusting, he can no longer eat that. Tzarech Lachzor Levarach, you have to make a new bracha. Afa Pisha Yemei Oysim in the fun of Yoyser, he should bear Chalarishon. Even though he was eating a bunch of grapes, when he picked up that first grape, and he fumbled the first grape, and that first grape is no longer edible, so the bracha did not have what to be chal on, and in that case, he has to make a new bracha. The Rama argues and says, Rakshlay adati olav l'achlay. That's only if you did not have in mind to eat the other items. But if you had in mind to eat the other items, then even if you lost that initial fruit, you could still make, you could still eat it. You do not need to make a new bracha. Now, continuing the mechaber, when he lost that first bracha, tzarech loymar baruch shem kavod machusi l'lamvod, al shahitzi shem shemayin levatala. Now, the way the mechaber brings it down, it doesn't rectify that you made a bracha levatala by saying baruch shem, but it helps somewhat that because you said the shem shemayin levatala, al shahitzi, so say baruch shem kavod machusi l'lamvod. It's a suga in the Yerushalmi, which we will not spend too much time on right now, unfortunately, as we are doing this Dirshu style. From Amar Kishnafa, Baruch Atah Hashem, if as it fell, he only said, Baruch Atah Hashem, so what he should do is, and he didn't say, V'lo yoymar Elokeinu Yisayim, V'yomar Lamedeini Chukecha, Shehi Nira Kikari Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in Tehillim, V'ein Kan Moitzi Shem Shemayin Levatala, and he didn't end up saying the Shem Shemayin Levatala. A good tool to keep in your back pocket. Next, Avol Ha'omir Al Amas Hamayim. Let's say a person is standing by a stream of water or a water fountain that's running. Mavarach v'shoyis, you make a bracha and drink. Ava b'shamayim sheshoyis lahi l'fanak v'shabeirach. Even though that you drink wasn't present at this point, it's only present later as it comes in, stream, it goes downstream. M'pnei shalakach neskavin t'chil. That was what you had in mind, that whenever it comes, that's what I'm going to drink. Ma'alekaman simrish tesiv aleph imberach b'toyis. If a person made a mistake, let's see the Mishabur Sivkat and Chavdalid. If you found that it was rotten, you're taking a different one. If it is somewhat edible, one should eat from that so that it should not be considered a bracha levatala. If you remember, there was a video a few years ago of Rav Hershel Shechter Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Rav Yitzchak Chanan. He was once in Eretz Yisrael and they were giving him grasshoppers, the kosher grasshoppers to eat, and he dropped the first one, and he's seen the video, he's searching after that one, didn't want to eat the second one without first eating the initial one that he made the bracha on. It must have been very slippery. Okay, Afa Pi Shehaya, right, Salemar, Afilo Hachi Lo Yamrina De Yieh Chol Berchasi Lankol, at a time, Ayin Ber Halacha, and you should, the chiddush is, we don't say that the bracha is chal and everything, because you had in mind to eat this one, and the bracha should be chal on that one. Rak shlohei adate, right to lemar shlohei adate beferish b'shas ha-bracha al-kulam rak b'stama. We're talking in a case of stamdas. Dim hoye b'datoi b'shas bracha lechol gam ha-shar. If you plan on eating everything, ain't zarech lach slavarech, avi lukish layim munach lefanav oz al-shuchon, then he does not need to make a new bracha. V'ayim ber halacha, d'yish kama rishon shesarim dafilu b'stama. Even b'stama, gam ke ain't zarech lach slavarech, now again, it's better to go bend down and pick up the one that you dropped. Why put yourself in the suffik bracha situation? But halacha lemaisa, if you are not going after that, so then, since everything was on the table, it was munach, prepared, we would assume you're eating, you are planning on eating more. Next, berachal peres, let's say a person made a bracha on fruit, v'odim berach hevila peres yosi yafim. And now they bring in the better fruit. Still, since you made the bracha on the first one, eat the first one first. Even though you had in mind to pater the better fruit, anyways, you have to make a new bracha on those. It's all considered fruit. So this is the halacha in Yeridea, that the minhag was to pour out the water when there's a mace be'ir. Some parts can say only the two adjacent houses on each side. The shach, one of the reasons the shach brings down for this was that that was the way of telling everyone. They would tell people to throw out the water. So many places can say, this is Tzitz Eliezer, Bezman Hazeh, that people find out through other methods. And the Aruch Shulchan already said 100 years ago that this minhag is no longer relevant. That's why many have never heard of this halacha. But there is a halacha in Yeridea to spill out the water. So yishtu ma'at min amayim. The problem of spilling out the water would be that you had a bracha levatala, so drink a little bit. V'yishbech hashar. From Amru lo yishat kufa nefeles. Let's say they tell him that the water is contaminated. So wait, I don't know what you're waiting for, but I guess some type of tkufa. Since this is already extracted, it probably is not a concern of this disease, this COVID, whatever it was. So you can rely on shomer mitzvah later davara. That itself is a huge, major sugya regarding when can we rely on shomer psalm Hashem, shomer mitzvah later davara. What's considered bari hezeka, hezeka matzoi. But interesting enough, maramakim for those studying that sugya. Okay, moving on. Simon Reish Zayin. The din bracha achorna. Well, peiros, the bracha achorna that you make when you consume fruit. So peiros ilan chutz mechamesh saminim. So fruits that grow on a tree, except for the chamesh saminim, meaning technically the grain that we know, wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye, theoretically can be classified as peiros. The point is, those are chamesh saminim. I'm sorry, I'm making a mistake. He means, my bad. Chamesh Zeminim here, I'm just in matzah mode and chametz mode. Chamesh Zeminim here means the five of the seven minim in the Shiva Zeminim that are considered fruit. They are also fruit, but those have a special bracha of ala peiros. The truth is, the Mezainus also has a special bracha ala mechil. But the point is, that was not what he was referring to. Peiros in the chutz mechamesh Zeminim from the five minim in the Shiva Zeminim, chol peiros adamim v'irakos, chol davar shengidul min'aretz. Any fruit or vegetable that does not grow from the ground, or even a shahako item, the halacha is bracha achrona shalhem bar nefashas rabbis. The halacha is you make a bar nefashas. What if you ate from all of these items? You had some steak, some potatoes, fruit. Mavarach achr kulam bracha achas. One bracha of a bar nefashas. Bracha zu chaysim baba loishem. We don't say a baruch ata Hashem at the end. Sheyachtem kach. We say baruch cheho elamim. Mishnah Berurah of Katan. Aleph, but the Eved Berach Aleim Ala Eitz Valpri Eitz Yatzah. But the Eved, you are Yatzah. If you said Ala Eitz on fruit because you didn't lie, Chodaver Kala Bazeh Afilu Mine. Even water gets a burn of fashes. Nusach Habrach Habrach Ata Hashem Akinam Alachalam. Orei Nefashes Rabbis Vechesronana. Hashem created the many nefashes and the chesronim. Al Komasha Baruch Lahachios Behem Nefeshko Chay Baruch Chay Olamim. Now Vaches is not called Betzerei, not Baruch Chay Olamim, Baruch Chay Olamim. Shudavak gets attached to the word ha'olamim. Chai on its own is its own praise, but chai is not its own praise. It's chai ha'olamim. It lives forever. V'yesh oimim shebarasa. Some say shebarasa l'achayos b'hem nefesh b'chai. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes v'nahara naharo p'shatei. However, the river flows, meaning whatever your minhag is, that is fine. L'achar kulum, after all of these food items, you make a bar nefesh. Right? You don't have to make an individual bar nefesh in each one. Even if you ate and drank, you could be yotze upon bracha. Then the staff from Shneim Yachal L'Kashir, I and the Kamam Sim Reishiv Mishnah Berurah, we'll see soon, if I only ate half of a kazayas and half of a kazayas of that, or half a kazayas of food and half of a revius of beverage. In the stopikim och kazayas v'techilis pras, if you're not sure if you ate the kazayas within, we'll call it 3-4 minutes. Ain't sarach levarich bar nefashas rabbis. You would not make the. You would not say bar nefashas. Siv katan, hey chaysin babel Hashem. You do not end off with Hashem Hashem. Why? So sheyesh arim shehi matpea aruka, because it already has it's a long matpea. Veish arim shatinu ba matpea katzu belechasima. There are those that say. My bad. Sheyesh arim those that say shematei arucha, that it should have a baruch ata Hashem. V'yesh arim shetiknu ba matvei katzer b'lei chasima. Now those that say with misakein without a chasima. So l'kach, therefore, since it's a shayla, toiv sheyachtem avo b'lei shem. So say the end of the bracha, but don't say Hashem's name. Das agro lachtem ba b'shem k'mo Hashem uskav yisham. K'mo k'mo elam no k'im. The minhag is not like that. Upirish bar nefashas rabbis before b'tor. The nozlin is bar shevach. We give Hashem shevach and praise al shabar dvar mechrechim k'go in lechem. Hashem gave us created things that we need, that we need food to survive. Udvar ma'ilim avshin mechrech and things that we don't need k'go in peiros like fruit, chocolate. So we thank Hashem for both things. Number one, for the things that we need to survive. And not only that, thank you for all the extra things that we do not need to survive. Once again, thank you Hashem. So it's Chesroinun and Akoma Shabara Lahachios.